Broadcasting from the business capital of the world, this is the Podcast Business News Network.
Does this describe you? Looking to stop smoking, maybe quit vaping, lose weight, have some stress, anxiety. Maybe you got a fear, phobia over something. Maybe you fear flying or addicted to something. Or maybe you've got some stuff from a relationship, some traumas that you're dealing with. There's a relatively easy way to get past all of that and totally change your life. The answer, hypnotherapy. And even better, it can be done virtually. You don't even have to leave your house. You could do it, I guess, in your car if you wanted to. And it's a game changer. I found somebody that's helping people with that all the time. She is somebody that has put together a great program, Lasting Change Hypnosis. Summer Kincaid joins us on the program. Summer, welcome. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
Fantastic. I am probably the biggest hypnotherapy cheerleader around because I tried it for the first time about 2.5 years ago. And what a difference. What a difference. And for a number of different things as well. What do you hear from people when they do hypnotherapy with you?
They are floored that it works because they didn't know what to expect. And the results exceeded their expectations.
And everybody is different, but how many sessions usually on average does it take? Well, and you can give an example. Let's say somebody wants to stop smoking. How long might it take to get that done?
So for someone to stop smoking, it typically takes 3 sessions. And that's what we've been doing for quite some time now.
Gotcha.
And sometimes people quit even before the 3 sessions.
And what about examples? It's completely anonymous, but people that you've worked with that had some challenges and you overcame those challenges, do any of those stick out on your mind right now?
Yeah, there's actually a few.
Please share.
I had this gentleman who was pretty much a jet setter, flew everywhere, had no problems, and at the age of 25, he was basically literally grounded. He was afraid to fly for whatever reason. We didn't focus too much on what the reason was. We just focused on the present and how to get him back, you know, flying and traveling. And he really wanted to overcome this fear and phobia of flying, because not only was it affecting his family, affecting him and affecting their vacations and all that, and he just wanted to be rid of that. And after 6 sessions, you know, he actually, before 6 sessions, he was able to fly with his family to a different country, and he enjoyed it. He felt no anxiety or fear, and he even looked forward to the flight back.
And how many sessions did that take?
About 5 sessions, and then we saved the last session for when he returned to see how he did, and he was amazed at how well it worked.
Mm. And what a life changer, you know. And I have a friend that
Absolutely.
Has right a fear of flying, same kind of thing. She's gotten better over the years, a coworker, but every time we'd have to fly for work, you know, I'd have to wait for her. She was the last person on the plane. Thinking about it. And that's just one example. We all have fears of everything, you know, many different things that you can get past with hypnotherapy. And it's also available for things that you might not even realize. I did 1 session of hypnotherapy for forgiveness of all things. Had no idea that you could do it for
absolutely.
That. Right?
Yeah, absolutely. Because it all starts with the mind. You know, whatever we harbor, whatever we think about, whatever we focus on, whatever we perceive or believe really affects our reality and the way we interact, not only with ourselves, but with other people. And it can also affect our health as well. So if we're able to make those changes mentally by changing our thought process, our perception, our belief system. It changes our reality and then changes our lives.
Let's talk about your journey with hypnotherapy, Summer. How did you get involved in it?
Well, I started out as a psychotherapist. That's what I went to school for. Got a couple of degrees in psychology. And I absolutely loved it. But the only issue was it took my clients quite some time to get results or see results. And so that's when I started to delve into hypnosis and hypnotherapy and apply that to my practice, and people were getting results so much faster, and they were so satisfied with the results they were getting from hypnosis and hypnotherapy rather than just traditional therapy.
How about you personally? The first time that you had hypnotherapy and remember, wow, this is amazing?
Actually, I did not have that experience. I went to see a hypnotherapist way before I got involved into it, and it wasn't so great. I was kind of a little lost and confused, but I knew that there was something to it, that, you know, not every hypnotherapist or hypnotist is equal. So this gentleman tried his best, but, you know, I knew that hypnosis in and of itself works. Whether he did well or not, or I got the results from him or not. But I still continue to pursue it and learn as much as I can about it and how to effectively implement it in helping people.
How interesting, and thank you for your honesty on that. It's almost as if you had that experience. Wasn't the best experience, mm-hmm. Probably the practitioner that just didn't make a connection with you. Or you didn't connect with
right.
them. And then
right.
you made it your life's work to get this done the right way.
Exactly. And also it was a practitioner that did not specialize in hypnosis. He was just a traditional practitioner, but he did hypnosis on the side from time to time. So that might have made a difference too.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. And I suggested hypnotherapy to my sister and gave her a referral, and she says didn't really get the job done, didn't really work for her. And everybody's different, but I also think it was the practitioner, or maybe, and I have to say it, even though she's my sister, I don't think she was in the right mindset. You have to really be
right.
open to the change, open to it working for you, and that gets us back to those who think that we're controlling their minds with hypnotherapy. None of that. It's, you know, when you watch somebody on TV get hypnotized and they, you know, bark like a dog or cluck like a chicken, that can't be
right.
done. It's not going to work unless you want it to. You have to be
exactly
okay with barking like a dog. If in your mind, I'm not going to bark like a dog, I'm not going to do it. You're not going to do it. Plus, Summer,
right.
nobody's handing you credit card numbers. Nobody's giving you social security numbers, sensitive information, unless they want to. You're not going to be able to control their mind to get this info. It doesn't work that way, right?
Exactly. And that's the misconception people have. They think, just, you know, snap your finger and I'll be cured or fixed or overcome this bad habit or issue in my life. But what they don't realize and need to realize that they have to be open to hypnosis, to the suggestions that the practitioner gives them, and accept the suggestions as absolute truth with no resistance and no doubt. And that takes a level of trust. And so a level of rapport has to be built between the client or patient and the practitioner. But in order to get the full effect and to really get the true results, there has to be a level of surrender and accepting the suggestions and hypnosis itself as absolute truth with no resistance and no doubt.
I think what really sold me on it is that you're not taking over somebody's mind. You're basically saying, here, I'm Summer, and I'm giving you the keys to open up your mind and get out of it, what remove from it the things that aren't supporting you anymore. And that could be the things that cause anxiety. That could be the fear of flying, whatever that is. You're helping them remove it. It's not like you're going in and saying, all right, yeah, hey, you have fear of flying. Let me take that out for you. We do it ourselves with your help.
Exactly. Basically, I'm the facilitator, and that's the misconception people have, like, you know, there's going to be brainwashing or mind control, and that's a myth.
Yeah.
You know, that we break immediately and let the person know that I can only help you and get into your thinking process if you give me permission to and allow me to.
I tell this story often when I want people to experience hypnotherapy because it was so good. But I knew when I had my first session that I told a practitioner like yourself, take me back to my childhood. I know that's where I got to go. I, you know, not that it was really bad, but there was, you know, things there that got bullied. Yeah, parents got divorced when I was very young. And I knew that some of those things were connected to how I operate as an adult. And right away, we went right back. And I saw the images in my mind of me with my eyes closed. I saw, you know, when I was 5, when I was 7, different scenarios. I've seen them before. It wasn't like a big surprise, but I felt like I was deeper into it, had a better understanding of what happened. And it was cool. Was it emotional? Yeah, very. And I'm sure you experience that when you work with people too, that, you know, you might cry. That's all part of the process, right?
Absolutely.
So if somebody wants to engage you and start that process, how does that work? They could be anywhere in the country, right?
They could be anywhere in the country. So there are no limitations or boundaries. All they have to do is contact us. And we set up a consultation just to get to know them better, understand what their struggles are and triggers, and get to know their history a little bit, and then see if we're a good fit for them. And if they are, and we are a good match, and so we set up the session.
And do you provide audio after the session? Some do.
Yes, we do. We have the audios on our website, so they can go on the website. We give them a password, and they can just stream the audios and have access to them whenever they need.
Ah, how cool.
Self-hypnosis on the phone.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about some of the other people that you've worked with. I'm intrigued. I love the stories, you know, people that had a fear of flying and now they can just jump on a plane. They're the first one getting on. How about sharing another couple of stories?
I had a gentleman who was 76 years old and he was a smoker and he had been smoking since he was like 15 years old. And he wanted to quit because, you know, he wanted to be around his grandchildren and not miss anything and that smell and all that. And so we went ahead and did the sessions, and I believe he quit after the first session, and he couldn't believe it. He's like, why didn't I do this sooner? How easy it was. I mean, there was no drug, no patch, no quit date, nothing at all. And within one session, he was done with it. He never looked back.
Wow. One session?
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
It's great.
This just goes to show how powerful that hypnotherapy can be. I'm blown away. How long? How about pain management? A lot of people dealing with a lot of pain. We're dealing mostly with the emotional or mental challenges that many have, but it can help you with pain management as well.
Absolutely, yeah. You had mentioned, forgiveness. We had a client who was experiencing chronic abdominal pain, I mean, for years and maybe even decades. And you know, she came in to get help with that, to basically learn how to manage it. But, you know, we did a session with her, dug in a little deeper, found out what the true source was, basically lack of forgiveness and harboring resentment and things like that. And once she was able to release all of that, the stomach ache went away.
My gosh. I've heard that being done through energy healing, like Reiki, releasing that negative energy. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that it could be done somewhat in the same fashion with hypnotherapy.
Yeah, absolutely. It can, because a lot of it starts with our mind and our emotions. So if we're harboring, we're holding on to certain emotions, belief systems, they start to manifest in other ways, like physically and health-wise, if we don't find an outlet for them or release them somehow. And so once we're able to release them, whatever ailment we have dissipates.
Mm. Do you believe in energy?
I do believe in energy, absolutely. You know, there's positive energy, there's negative energy. I know that sounds cliche, the positive and negative energy, but it's real. It's true. I mean, the more negative energy we hold on to or around, it affects us. And it attracts more negative energy in our lives.
Well, that's where I was going with it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And when somebody has a, you know, call it a trauma, big one, little one, the energy, as I understand it, from that stays with you, like the person that you were referring to with the stomach issues, it almost to the point where it gets into your cells, I mean, like on a cellular level, and causes a lot of challenge for us.
Yes, absolutely. And because the mind and the body works in synchrony, they're not separate entities at all. And so we're starting to realize that more and more, and people are gearing more towards holistic approaches to healing and treatment rather than just, you know, Band-Aid, medication, or, you know, other things.
Sure. Yeah, I love the fact that hypnotherapy is almost like a one-stop for almost everything. Is there anybody that can't be hypnotized?
Absolutely. Well, it's really, really rare. I've been in the business for almost a decade, and I can count on less than one hand how many people were not able to be hypnotized, and it was for different reasons. Resistance, cultural, like if somebody's from a culture where, you know, you're supposed to just basically shield yourself with, you know, thick walls, it's really hard to penetrate through that and to question everything and to not trust anyone. So that can be very difficult. But for the most part, everybody can be hypnotized as long as they're not six and under, because, you know, children, their minds haven't been at that level yet. Their brains haven't been formed to really absorb that information yet. Or someone who has a low IQ, it's almost like a child as well. Or someone who's high or inebriated. As you know, you can't have a conversation with somebody in that state of mind. Or someone who's just resistant, basically. But other than that, most people, I would say majority of the population, are able to be hypnotized. It's really rare that I find somebody who's not, because we're all suggestible and we're all hypnotizable.
Well, I guess it goes back to what we said before, that it can't be done if somebody doesn't allow it. You know, if they're completely closed, or let's say one spouse said to another spouse, I want you to stop smoking. I made an appointment, it's virtual with Summer, and, you know, you're going to get this done and just talk with her. And if they don't want to stop smoking, it's not going to work.
Exactly. Yeah, it can be forced. It has to be something that the person wants. I mean, there's secondary reasons why people want to make changes, and that's fine. But the primary change has to be because you want you want it. You want to make that change for you.
Exactly. Have you encountered so far a situation where it didn't work on somebody?
Because we do consultations before we delve into like an actual session, I've had couples that come in where one couple is wagging their finger at the other. One person is wagging their finger at the other person, saying, hey, you need to change this or else you need to lose the weight or you need to quit smoking or you need to do X, Y, and Z. And it's so obvious that the other party is not interested and not open to this, but they're just doing it to appease their significant other. And I usually just stop them right there. I'm like, I'm sorry, but unless he or she wants it, this is not going to work. You know, there's no, can't give them ultimatums, can't force them. They've got to want it for themselves.
Right. Yep. Same thing that we're talking about, where one is coercing the other one into hypnotherapy. It works. It really does. I'm proof of it. I'm due for another session sometime soon. Final question here. Do you need to know what you need to fix or work on or heal when you go to a hypnotherapy session? And what do I mean by that? Let's just say that you just feel out of sorts in life. You know, things aren't connecting for you. You just, you know, it could be something better out there, but it's not really happening for you. Can you still have a hypnotherapy session, or do you have to really know what you're trying to work on?
No, not at all. Sometimes, and that's a good question, because sometimes people come in for specific things, and then as we go into the sessions, we realize, no, this is what really going on. So we switch gears and we really cater to our clients according to what their needs are, especially as we move forward with the sessions. We tend to uncover other things that's really the root cause of the problem. I'll give you a quick example. I had this wonderful lady come in for to overcome fear of driving. And so we were working on that, but then it turned out that the reason she had this fear of driving was because she had a really bad experience with her spouse, where she was driving in the rain one day. It was late at night, and she was far from home, and she was going to stay at a hotel and then drive in the morning. And she called her spouse, and he kind of, you know, read her rights, and she freaked and felt really bad. And so she just ended up driving in the rain in the middle of the night, back to her residence because of this fear. And she had a panic attack while she was doing it. So she associated the panic attack with driving, whereas it had nothing to do with driving. It just had to do with the fight she had with her spouse and the fear that she developed from that argument, and she had a panic attack because of it, and so she thought, you know, she was just afraid to drive from then on.
Wow. You never know what people go through and what they're dealing with and how it can affect them, but fortunately, there is something called hypnotherapy that can help. Summer, your website is pretty easy, right? It's lastingchangehypnosis.com. .net. Do I have that right?
That's correct. In Lafayette Hill. Yes.
Gotcha. Great having you on today. Really appreciate it. And for anybody that is experiencing some stuff, shall we say, it can make a lasting change in your life with hypnosis. Doesn't matter where you are. It's virtual. Summer can work with you and start the process. Start the conversation to a better life. Thank you so much for being here today.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
Broadcasting from the business capital of the world, this is the Podcast Business News Network.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, This is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Got to get this all straightened out. Give a little talking to, man to man, mano a mano.
Hey, Steve! It's now a good time?
No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.